Evidence that patients often want their doctors to know about their spiritual beliefs and take them into account. In a 2004 study involving 921 adults attending family practice clinics, 83% wanted doctors to ask about their spiritual beliefs, in at least some circumstances, in order to increase physician-patient understanding. Life-threatening illnesses, 77%, serious medical conditions, 74%, and loss of loved ones, 70%, were the top-rated scenarios, as might be expected. The patients interviewed hoped that, as a result, doctors could encourage realistic hope, 67%, give medical advice, 66%, and change medical treatment, 62%. Patients also report, however, that such discussions rarely take place. Doctors report that they avoid the topic for a number of reasons: concern about doing harm, invasion of privacy, lack of expertise, and the difficulty of determining which patients want to talk. However, the cited difficulties crop up in any sensitive discussion about sex or domestic abuse, for example. Perhaps the key question should be, what are the potential costs of not having the discussion? Evidence that doctors themselves are more likely to have spiritual beliefs than academic or research scientists. In a recent survey of over 1,100 American physicians, 55% agreed with the statement, "My religious beliefs influence my practice of medicine." Family physicians and pediatricians were the most religious, and psychiatrists the least. This finding raises an interesting point. If over half of physicians say that their religious beliefs influence their practice of medicine, patients might want to know what the doctor does believe, just as they might want the doctor to know what they believe. Further evidence that some specific religious attitudes and/or practices reduce postoperative stress, but that others increase it. Researchers interviewed 202 people scheduled for open-heart surgery before and after the surgery at the University of Michigan Medical Center between 1999 and 2002. Prayer to a dependable higher power was associated with less distress after surgery, but subjective religiosity, accompanied by doubt about whether the higher power was benevolent, was not. As the influence of the mind on health becomes more widely accepted, researchers continue to refine the topic, because the answers to current questions are leading, inevitably, to further questions. One question we have not yet addressed is intercessory prayer, praying for someone else to be healed. How effective is that? For that matter, can we even determine how effective it is?
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.